Hello, good people. As you guys know, I told you I would come today with an episode about ghost towns. Now, I wanted to look this up because I wanted you guys to see what I was talking about. Now, if you haven't seen my previous episodes, I made episodes about ghost towns in reference to wondering, you know, what they're going to do following the government shutdown, right? Now, and this also includes, like I told y'all, the administrations, right, and the migration situation. Okay, so here we go. Now, this is gonna be very interesting because I don't really think people understand this now, right? So look at this, because I want y'all to see how crazy this is, right? So if you don't remember, before they gave us, what was it? I think they said 45 days, right, until the government shut down, right? And that was supposed to be until now, which is November. Now they're saying, right, it says the measure which passed both chambers in bipartisan support and a major victory of the House Speaker is unusual two-step plan that sets up two new shutdown deadlines, one in January and one in February. So they said that this plan is not a full year spending bill. It only extends funding until January 19th for priorities that includes like military instruction, veterans affairs, transportation, housing, and the energy department, which of course I told y'all some of the major things that of course, you know, I was concerned about. But say what y'all want to, this is weird. Okay, our government has never done this, by the way. So it just goes to show y'all, telling y'all, they showing people a little bit of grace and mercy. Because I'm trying to tell you, that's not normal. Usually, if they don't have it by a date, that's it. It's just shut down. Okay? And then it says the rest of the government, anything not covered by the first step, will be funded until February 2nd. Y'all need to hear that. So that's, what is that, 3 months? Right? We're in the, what we got left in November? We got like, what, I think 2 weeks left of November, basically. Because I'm pretty sure Thanksgiving is next week. Yeah. So you only have 2 weeks left of Thanksgiving. And then you have one whole month, and then you have until, what did they say, February 2nd. So you really have maybe 2 months. Y'all, if that doesn't tell you how insane that is, that's crazy. And if you don't understand how crazy this is, just look back at our previous years of the way they've approved spending budgets for our entire nation. Like, okay, and I've said this before. I have said this so many times, and I know there are so many American people that will not agree with this, but I need y'all to hear this and hear this well. Have you thought about what's going to happen if they don't have certain things? You know, I'm being honest. Have you thought about what we're going to do? Right, if we genuinely just don't have certain things. Yeah, I'm being real. I just don't think most people believe it currently, right? Or they just can't see, I hate to say this, those deep levels of truth. And y'all already know what that means, okay? Y'all know exactly what that means when I say deep levels of truth, okay? Sorry, guys. Excuse me for that. So before I get into this, right, if you don't know what's going on, I'll catch you up a small bit. I basically was talking about some of my ideas and the problem that we're having in our current society. And unfortunately, you know, I've always said this. I don't trust our leaders to get things done because, unfortunately, this is hard for American people, I guess, to hear. I guess anybody in any country. We're living in a corrupt society. That's just the answer. You cannot expect corrupt people to do the right thing. You can only hope the good people that are in certain places do what's right. Okay? Not to mention, I told y'all the way it's going to affect the public. Okay? Now, I've already told y'all the dangers of what's going to happen. And slowly but surely, I already told you, look at how they're giving us a little bit of month extension, another month extension. They're doing small, short things in order to give extensions. And that's it. Say what you want to. I'm very concerned about that. Very concerned. Okay. So let's hop into ghost towns really quick. Now, if you don't know this, this is something that I create. I'm not a person that works for the government by any means. These are just ideas and philosophies and theories that I have as a black woman. okay, that I truly believe actually could have been helped our society. But of course, I'm not surprised. We always have these greedy, insane people who, no matter what, they're going to do what's better for themselves individually over what's better for the public and people, period. Okay, so I'm getting ready to read to you guys a few ghost towns that exist here in America. Now, if you haven't seen my previous videos, I'm going to tell you what they are. So I propose that some of the ghost towns here in America need to be used for immigration, meaning all of the immigrants that are here. I made a comment and said, why don't they just send them to ghost towns, recreate them, have jobs there, make sure they get a permit, a monthly thing. And I said, and then charge them money to live there, stay there, create things, because no one lives there anymore. And I said, a lot of the things in these ghost towns work perfectly fine. The homes there, energy plants. I cannot express it. And mind you, I say this because I have went to a ghost town. I'm actually considering making video or something about this, or starting this channel about this, because I actually think this could really help us. But you know what they do with these abandoned hospitals, abandoned schools, abandoned cities, and abandoned neighborhoods? They just leave them there. All the things that are there, the material, all the things that can be reused, basically, if you just clean them off and recycle. And it's crazy considering that these exist and there's so many of them. And mind y'all, they're growing by the day. And then I think eventually we're going to have ghost countries where people, like what you see now going on in some of these folks' countries of why they're coming over here, they're going to completely just abandon it because there is no resources, there's no nothing. But see, here in America, it's very different. These are standing places that I cannot make this up. If you go there now, you'll probably still find food, clothes, housing, blankets, things still work if you probably just turn a damn generator on. But it's disgusting how we will just throw away. This is sad, but it's true. It's disgusting how we will throw away so many things and not reuse them. So I'm just going to go over with y'all a few things. Now, if you're from another country and you've never heard my channel, you know what a ghost town is, or let's say you speak another language, I'm pretty sure all of my videos translate into the language, whichever one you speak. So I'm going to explain to y'all here what that is. A ghost town is a deserted city. It's an extinct town or abandoned city that is abandoned its settlement, usually one that contains substantial visible remaining buildings and infrastructure such as roads. Okay, the town becomes a ghost town because the economic activity that supported it at once has failed and ended for any reason. Okay, like for some cities, if you go to the main job someone works at is like a factory. So like back then, you know how they had like the coal mines, right? So when people used to work in a town, that was like the one job that everybody went to. It supported them, their lives, their families, right? That's an example. Okay, there are things like that that exist in some of these these ghost towns that people no longer work or do for, because now they have different types of energy. So people don't necessarily go into caves anymore to support it. That's an example of why people left, and that's why it's a ghost town. Another example that you hear of is when you hear about these old factories. I remember this time period because I think this is around time period when people kept talking about like GMC and Ford, and these big type of companies were hiring men. I can't remember necessarily what it was for, but I do remember it was a big deal when the factory shut down, especially in Detroit. I remember that was like a big thing, and people were so upset because they had no way anymore to support their lives and their families. So of course they had to either move somewhere else or, of course, you know, find where there's going to be this economic stability. Now, if you don't know, this is another reason why I'm very much against why I keep telling people I don't think a job can sustain you. I literally keep telling people I genuinely believe you must have your own business and you must do other things, because I kept telling someone I believe at some point they're going to realize that, you know, what's going to keep you alive and keep you being able to do things is people who have trades. So many people don't believe me. Skill sets that I'm telling y'all that people either don't want to do and they don't realize someone has to be educated in some of these things. I can name so many, from electrical to plumbing, to welding, to knowing how to fix this, fix the car. This is so many things that I realize in the future is going to be such a bargaining thing. Okay, even I told y'all, healthcare CNAs is like one of the most sought off traits that they actually need. Y'all don't believe the level of people that will eventually need care but can't afford it, so they're going to have to start trading and bartering things for services, for care, because guess what, even that requires schooling and training. Not anyone can just do it. Everybody think they can, but I'm telling you, when there's so much to get done, you're going to need people, again, that are skilled workers that know what they're doing. So I'm going to go into this right now. I'm going to read y'all, all of these. Now, the ghost towns I'm naming are specifically in America. And the reason why I say that is because I know ghost towns exist everywhere. But the reason why in America is because there are so many people that want to migrate here, right? Because they look at America as some type of opportunity. But the sad reality is that I think most people who are not from this country, were not raised in this country like we were, that don't understand this, it's not as easy as you think it is, right? I think a lot of them have this mindset of, oh, I can just go get a job, I'll just work, I'll just do this. But when you start understanding the price, capitalism, the way it actually runs in America, most of you from other countries will not be able to afford anything here. I don't care how many hours you work. Like, you're gonna realize how true that is, okay? And eventually, right? Now, mind you, I already know how some families and cultures do, which I respect it. I think there's nothing wrong with it, right? They live together in one household, they support each other, and they put all their money together, right? Which, of course, I think is brilliant and smart. All people should do that just because it saves you time, right? And they have what we call a multi-generational household, right? You got different generations living there, but you all chip in, help each other. Everybody's clothed, fed, and okay. Okay. Now, the reason why this is going to be crazy is because whether y'all understand this now from other countries, let's say you cross the border anyway and you come to America. What you are not understanding that you're walking in the midst of, you're walking in the midst of people who don't want you here. Okay, that's just the truth, right? And I told you how I feel about immigration. I'm not a person that's against it. I just believe you guys should be charged. I don't think you should just be able to come over here for free. Because I know for a fact, if I wanted to come to your country and, let's say, seek asylum or something like that, regardless of the fact, you would still want me to contribute to your society's construction, right? Whether it's food, gas, water. And for some reason, no matter what you tell me, I know you're going to be expecting something from me. Right? Payment, something. You're not just going to let me say, oh, I could just come there for free because I need help. Now, I have to say this because this is not my first time hearing this. And this is also not my first time explaining this to so many people. And it's kind of sad the way different groups of people accept it and take it. And I even told people, y'all going to realize at some point that humanity is going to have to work together. I really don't even care what country you're from, because at some point, even that's going to be vague. Trust me, we're going to get to that point where I believe it's going to be, it doesn't matter where you go. Okay? For real, it doesn't matter. It's not going to matter where you go. You're going to realize like what I'm talking about is real and true. So let's go into this, right? So here are just a few ghost towns here, right? Now, mind y'all, just from looking at this list, there are over, let's see. Yep, already over 20 towns, 20. And in my mind, I'm like, on here, now, usually I will tell y'all they have like the estimate population of what towns used to hold. So if you don't know this, anytime you travel here in America, when you come across a small town or an area like this, the sign that reads, usually when you enter the city, it tells you the estimated population of the people. It tells you usually on there the nearest whatever, whether it's gas, food, lodging, you know, stuff like that. So I'm guessing if it's a smaller town, you're thinking about but anywhere from 10 to 15,000 people. A moderate city that's a bit smaller than that, a bit bigger but still small, would be a place that has like 50,000 to 100,000 people in it, okay? And anything super tiny, you're looking at something that's under 5,000 people. That's a place where when I tell you everybody knows everybody, everybody knows each other, parents, grandparents, mama, daddy, whoever, okay? This is just one of those examples. Okay, and trust me, y'all, when I say I had to talk about this one, you know, I thought about this for a while, and I was like, oh boy, this is going to be a very interesting subject, okay, because as you guys know, y'all know we are very unsurprised. Let's see. Okay, yeah, I'm pulling this information up. And the reason why I'm pulling this information up directly is because no matter how many times I witness and see this, something that, what's the best way to say this, that fails not to surprise me is simple solutions that's in our face that so many people ignore. And when I tell y'all the reason why I'm never surprised is because as you guys know how I feel, this country that we currently live in, you know, it's, I'll say this, it's the mindset for me. You understand what I'm saying? It's just, to me, there are things that is just the way it simply is. And I know, y'all, unfortunate is definitely the term, honey. So, right, as people like to say, without further ado, okay, let's get into some of these ghost towns. Okay, so a list of the first one, right? This one is called Lake Valley, Sierra, okay? This was, of course, I told y'all, a silver mining town in the U.S. state of New Mexico, okay? Now, it was a town from 1881 to about 1893. The last resident of that town departed in 1994, and it's been sitting there ever since, okay? So if you want to realize, what is that, maybe 20, a bit over 20-something, 30 almost years ago, that's literally not that bad. Like, when I think about the stuff that's probably there, if we went back now, it'll probably look like we walked straight up into the 90s. However, I know for a fact there are things there that are still usable. Okay? Here's another one. So this one is Virginia City, Montana. Okay? It's a town in the seat of Madison County, Montana. In 1961, the town, basically surrounding area, it was basically a national historic landmark. Okay? And the population was only 219 people. And that was in a 2020 census. But of course, I can probably tell y'all, if people were living there in 2020, you probably have the few people who live there that just refuse to leave because it's their home and they probably do whatever they want to. Now, here's the crazy part. You need to understand this too. When you're dealing with ghost towns, know that there is no police. There is no one this. You are basically the law. Okay? Now, as scary as that is, okay, you also have to realize you may not have access to ambulances. You may not have access to the hospital. You may have to drive further out, even though the cost of living there is probably extremely cheap, even though you could probably basically live there for free if you wanted to and just travel somewhere else. But you got to realize, if you decide to live there, there has to be some type of ground rules that people would have to govern or create in order to have respectability of people's things, stop thievery, XYZ. Now, the only thing that is a bit concerning to me is if people do actually take the idea, what I said, serious about the ghost towns, and you decide to place people there, okay, from these immigrants, you're going to realize who's going to govern them, okay? Because something y'all need to understand, too, if you're coming to America, is the government is going to govern you. And whether you know that or not, scarier than you think, I will tell you that. Okay, you're probably also going to have to grow your own food, create your own water sources. Like, there are things that these towns just do not have anymore that you would have to do yourself. However, you would have a place of peace. You would be able to travel from place to place to work. You may have to go a long way to get gas and do certain stuff, but if you work at the town well enough, you could get it up and operating. You know, and mind y'all, this is things I've thought about for a long period of time. And I used to be like, why don't people just do this? Like, it just doesn't seem that difficult to me. But of course, then I realized there are evil people in the world. Y'all know it's always going to be somebody that's going to try to do some chaotic stuff. Right? We know. Okay? We all know. We've all seen these people. And no matter what happens, right, they always think they slick. We know. Y'all, right. We all know that this is real. And it's unfortunate, but because we know that's the society we live in, I do believe we should consider that it's something that we just have to also accept. It is. It's something we have to accept, even if we don't like it. Okay? So here is another one. Now, I say this depending on whoever, because some people don't necessarily like cold areas, but there are people who are. Okay? Cold areas to me are great, especially if you're a person that likes to fish, go outside, you only want to be like one season all year round. Some of these places will be great. Okay? So there's another one. It's called Kennecott, Alaska. Okay? It's also known as Kennecott. Okay? And the Kennecott Mines. Told y'all, there's a lot of mining places that people just no longer live in. Because I told y'all that used to be a source of energy. And a lot of people back then, this was just their jobs that they used to do. Okay, so basically the mining camp in the Copper River Census area in USA, state of Alaska. Okay, it was the center of several copper mining activities. Okay, but again, another abandoned place. Okay. Now let's go to this one. Here's another one. It's called St. Elmo. It's a ghost town that is located in, I want to say Chaffee. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it's in Colorado. Okay. Founded again, 1880, right? It lies in the heart of Sasquatch Range, 20 miles southeast of Buena Vista, and it sits at an elevation of 9,961 feet. About 2,000 people settled there. See, this is the definition of small towns. This is why I keep saying, y'all, this is so possible. You know, like when I really see the potential of this, my only thing, like I just told y'all, my concern, crime. It's my only concern. That's it. It's, and mind y'all, what's so crazy is the reason why it's always the crime is because, again, my mindset goes towards those exact things that I keep explaining to y'all about. Like, a lot of people just, boy, they just don't consider it. You know, I know, y'all, it's just one of those things. And mind y'all, it's definitely not the first time I've heard of these activities. And y'all, as we know, it won't be the last. Okay, so let's go to the next town, okay? And of course, if you don't know, there are definitely plenty of places in California that are abandoned. Now, to me, it's up to y'all if you personally want to be in California. There are some nice aspects of it, but I also will tell you that there's a lot of woods and stuff there too. And I will tell y'all, because it's woods, a lot of woodsy, foresty areas there, and a lot of water, sometimes I feel like you have to also be prepared for things, right? The level of things that happen there. Think what I just told y'all. Earthquakes, forest fires. Like, if you're going to live in these areas, also be up on the weather conditions there. You know? Because I feel like that's another thing that people don't take into consideration. Because you got to realize, if this is something that people actually consider a possibility at some point in the future, okay, you got to realize you have to also prepare for all the things that come with living in those areas, okay? And to me, that's something that I don't see a lot of people really concern themselves with, okay? All right, so here's another one. This is Calico, California, again, 1881, okay? But about the mid-1890s, basically silver had lost its value. And of course, the inhabitants there, when they once did mine for all these things, they just moved and left. You know, as you see, this happens a lot here in America, just like what y'all are going through. That's why sometimes when people say stuff they say about migrants here, my first thought is always like, yeah, everybody in America is a migrant, whether they realize that's true or not. That's just the reality of it. Now, there are going to be people that argue and tell you they've been here since blah, 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 blah. But as a person that I know that we was brought in here through slavery, you know what I mean? Some of us were. Right. That we have no history of where we actually come from. And I'm telling y'all, sometimes it's strange when you hear this stuff because it makes me wonder the same thing I told y'all about white people, other races. I've always said this. There is no way that every white person is from Europe. Your people originated from somewhere. It's crazy that they all think they came from Europe. And in my mind, I'm like, that's not possible. Right? It's just like the first time I remember explaining to someone that there is no way that every black person is an African. Right? And people got so mad when I started divulging into this subject, but I'll just give y'all a little example, right? So in my history, right, in my bloodline, my ancestors, they traveled from Indonesia and Asia, okay? They went to Africa. That was another place they stopped in, right? They also went to Germany, Britain, and all these other countries, and I'm black. Right? I'm a mixed person, right? Consider a mixed person. Mixed generationally. I'm mixed on different sides of the family. Some people this, some people that. But you know what's so strange? When I start realizing, and if you don't know this, on my DNA test I paid for, I told you, it shows me how the ancestors cultivated from one area to the next. Like, it shows you like one of the first genes in your family and then how you guys basically travel through, which is what created the mixture of what I am, right? That's in my blood. So in my mind, I'm like, well, if that's the case, then I was just like, what would you call us as black, you know, as us as black people, right? Because I'm looking at my ancestry and I'm like, that's so interesting. No one ever talks about what you are when you're a mixture of things. And all of that determines the truth of what you are, where you're from, historically, XYZ. So sometimes when people will ask you where you're from or your ancestors, my answer is always the same. I don't know, but I do know I'm a mixture of things. That's it. And it's so crazy because I've heard people from other countries say things about black American people especially, and I never really understood it. out of everything, I will tell y'all one of the, I told y'all most heartbreaking things I will ever tell you about the transition of migration and history and slavery and all this is the loss of your history, the loss of your culture. We don't even know where we're originally from. I actually think most Black people don't, because there is no trace of us anywhere. And that's purposely done to, of course, if you ask me, to keep it hidden. But when I think of that, I think of migration in the same series. You're losing so much part of your culture, your history. The only people that know it is you. But even that is limited compared to, you get what I'm saying? You actually being raised in the environment of where you're growing in, your native tongue, the way you speak, X, Y, Z. And I think so many people do not understand that about what it is to be here, especially in America, to me, and be a mixed person with different genes and being Black as well. It's just odd, because there is no definite or defiant way to basically describe that feeling. You know that you're a mix of things, but you can't necessarily say where you come from due to the history of slavery. Like, I could not tell you where my great-great-great-great-grandparents came from. I could not tell you their names, the language they speak, nothing. Most Black people I know, especially being raised in here in America, we maybe only know 2 to 3 generations of our family, if that. Some people only know one. That's how bad it was here in America. And I kind of feel like that's why here, I always tell people my heart especially goes out to us as Black Americans, because of that history here, because of that loss of culture that no one to me really understands. That I truly believe out of everything we grieve, that's the most we grieve. You know, the loss of your heritage, the loss of your ancestors, and no one seems to have the answer. There's nothing like being here and always having the feeling in your chest or stomach of never truly knowing who you are, ever. And everyone making fun of you for, or trying to make you feel dumb, or saying this, that, the third, but they have no idea what it's like to be raised here as a, basically, in the sense, if you ask me, a migrant. And the difference is, we were migrant slaves. We were forced, sold from someone else, and then forced to be here. And then after you're forced to be here, you're now forced to learn other things. And now most Black Americans here, we are the definition of, like, we create our own culture, our own languages, our own ideas of things, even though those things were stripped away from us originally due to the loss of culture and history and the violence here. So I say that because, man, it really makes you think. That's why I told y'all, I think of migration very differently, I think, than most people, because of that particular subject. And I think eventually people from other countries are going to probably feel the same way I do at some point. You're being pushed out of your home. You may not have been sold into slavery to an extent, you know, I'm thinking to an extent, but there is a part of you that realizes you may not ever see your home again. All you can do at some point, especially once you come here, you're eventually only going to have what we have too here as Black Americans, and the mixed race people here as well, like me, the same thing. You're descendants of slaves. You're only going to have stories to tell. And eventually, it's sad, but I always think you may also lose your language. You may also lose, you know, like I told y'all, the things that were taken from us. And I don't think people understand how deep that is to me as a Black person that has mixed heritage, to know how deep that is, to know how true that is, that you could never even tell if a person walking down the street would be related to you. You have no idea what that true feeling of the loss of your culture, the butchering of your environment is. And that's why I'm telling y'all, when I think of the ghost towns, I'm like, this would be perfect. Because I'm telling y'all, at some point, you know, people are going to feel those effects. Even if you don't feel them now, as a person that was born and raised in America, and I can tell you, I'm pretty sure, looking at my mixed heritage, I'm pretty sure some of the things I'm mixed with probably came from, it did probably come from, you know, slavery, rape, you know, genocidal things, things that were forced upon different people in my family on different sides, okay? Because I'm pretty sure both of my biological parents, I'm pretty sure, I know for a fact at least one of them was born in America. You understand what I'm saying? And then I'm pretty sure whatever the other parent was, they migrated to America. You understand what I'm saying? So either way, I remember thinking, like, my God. And then you often have to realize, what did your parents know? Did your parents know their parents? Did your parents learn their history, their native tongue? Most people don't even know. You know, most people here, they can't even say if they do. And then you got to think about your parents' parents, right? Was it the same experience? You see, there's so much loss of culture about that that just really always sat with me. I thought about that, you know, my whole life, and used to be like, this is crazy. You know, just thinking about these things. I'm telling y'all, I'm not surprised. So let's go to the next town. So this is one. This is in 1894. This is Central of Pennsylvania. Okay. It was abandoned due to an, again, uncontainable mine fire. Okay. And if, again, y'all don't know this, I told you, the coaling mines, mines where they were digging for gold, silver, And of course, y'all know coal was used as the, you know, against like a renewable energy source. That's what we use to fire things, create heat, warmth, all this stuff. Now, you know, it's much different. But, you know, a lot of people did die as well as lose their lives inside of these mining towns. However, they still exist. However, these places are still well and alive. And say what y'all want to. 1984 is actually not that far from the current year of 2023 when you really think about it. Like, this stuff is only, what, maybe 20, 30 years old, some of it 40, 50. That's not that long ago. So you can imagine the things there that we probably could use. This is why I'm like, I can't believe people have never considered ghost towns. You know, and this is why I decided to talk about this. Boy, y'all have seen this so many times, but nothing I think quite gets me going like the more I think about this type of reality, I guess you could say. Right, it's like I can't unsee some of this. It makes me really, really genuinely consider, like, damn. Right, who, as they say, I don't know if y'all heard this saying, but they used to say, like, who would have thunk it? You know, that's one of those sayings. Boy. It is. It's just what they said. Yeah, another day, another dollar. Now, as you can see, now I'm not going to name every single town, but I just want you to see the few that are listed here in America. It's already from this list alone over 20. And I can tell you right now, if you actually look at them, now don't get me wrong, it's not going to be updated. Some of these places are not going to be, you know, top of the line. But I can tell y'all, if you go there, I'm telling you, it would be like doing time travel or something. It would be like going back into the past and seeing how things were. Right? And mind y'all, if you don't know this, every single ghost town, for some reason, is not visitable. Which, if you ask me, that's real crazy. You know, it kind of doesn't make sense to have all that land, homes that still stand, things that are still around, and people aren't using it for anything. To me, that's crazy. Okay? I've seen a lot of things, but nothing can basically quite, if you ask me, prepare me for basically what I just explained. You know, it just doesn't make any sense of why, again, that you're not able to go there and or live there and or use it. But it's here, okay? I just wanted to share those things with y'all, you know, and I wanted y'all to see these are just the few. And I actually think we should really consider reopening ghost towns or, like, you know, basically, trying to revisit it, fix it up, change it, use the things that are there, and, you know, have somewhere to put people. Because at some point, y'all, I'm telling you, if that's just one country that's coming over here, could you imagine the other countries in a few years that'll probably be here as well? Okay? It's like people aren't realizing, I keep telling you, inflation's only going to get worse. And I think, what is it? Is it Uganda? I'm trying to think what country it is. I think the top three countries, one is an African country. I know Venezuela is like number two or number three on the list, but these are like the highest countries with the highest inflation. That's why you keep seeing them come in this direction. And all I kept thinking was, if that's these countries, the ones that are the top 10 or the top 20 on the list are going to be the next ones. You know, did you realize that? Like, just think about a couple of years. If that's the top five countries that are struggling, right? The ones on that list I saw, I'm like, so then what about the ones under that? Eventually, it's going to continue to rise, okay? And mind y'all, America was like number, I think we was like number 50 or 70 or something on the list. And look, we thinking that this is high. And in my mind, I'm like, boy, that's why I be telling people, give it a few years. You know? So yes, y'all, until my next episode, peace.